following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
So back when I was a kid, I remember playing a game of hide and seek. I was playing with my cousins at my grandparents' house, and in order to try to evade being found, I ran full speed from one room into the back patio where my grandparents lived. But the thing was, is there was a door in between that patio, a sliding glass door, and my grandma was a really good just window cleaner. She made it look so nice that you couldn't even tell that the window was closed. And so this sliding glass door, as I was running, was closed, and I did not realize it until coming at it full speed into just this force field of glass and bouncing right off of it. And the reason I bring that up is because, man, I feel like that's a pretty good analogy of the way that discouragement can feel at times, right? Where you're running towards something or moving towards something, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, something just hits you, where it feels almost like it slows you not only from moving forward, but and it just knocks you down, right? And so as I've been reading through the book of Nehemiah, specifically in Nehemiah 4, we see as the people of God were doing this work that he had called them to, of rebuilding the walls around the city of Judah, there was enemies that had seen what they were doing and tried to put a stop to them. One of the primary ways that they were using in that chapter was by trying to discourage, by trying to mock, by trying to make the people feel like what they're doing is ultimately useless. And I was thinking, what a great picture that is of the way that the enemy often tries to work in our own life, right? Where we are trying to live for the Lord, where we're trying to honor him, where we're trying to do the things that he's calling us to. And we get hit at times with some of those same feelings of feeling like, hey, there's something inside of us, or maybe even those around us, telling us, you know, that really is not doing very much good. Is that even worth it? You know, this, what you're doing there, it's pretty lame, right? And at times we can take that discouragement, and sometimes it will even keep us from moving forward in the very places that we should. And that's unfortunate. But the amazing thing about in the book of Nehemiah is it does not stop them from the great work that God is doing through his people at that time frame. And so I just want to share with you guys just really four quick thoughts that I gleaned from that chapter, and hopefully will help you if you are in a place of discouragement now, or if you find yourself in a place of discouragement later. So firstly, Nehemiah reminds them of the fact that God was with them. He reminds them that God is with them. And that's a huge thing because, again, if we trust that the living God who created the heavens and the earth is with us, who promises to never leave us or forsake us, it doesn't really matter who's trying to come up against you. Again, man, if he's for us, then who could stand against us, Romans 8 would tell us. Secondly, he reminds them of their mission, right? He says that God basically has called them to this, right? And he puts their focus back on the mission. And sometimes I think when we are doing something, we can easily forget why we're doing it. But we so need to remember the very purposing of why we're doing what we're doing. You know, and there's such a confidence that comes that when we know that we're doing what the Lord's called us to, right? We're called to make disciples. We're called to be witnesses of Jesus. We're called to know Jesus. We're called to love one another, right? And so those are important things for us to remember. It's so important for us to remember that God has given us a mission. He's empowered us by his Holy Spirit to fulfill that mission. Another thing that I was going to say is that he reminds them that they're not to do this alone, right? They're not to do it alone, where this is not just a one-person mission, but they were in this together. And that's a huge thing, that if you were discouraged, don't try to fight it alone, but God has brought you into a family, and you don't have to do it alone. That's the awesome part. And he's again, that's part of the vision for community and why it's so important is because we all need encouragement at times. We all need to be spoken truth into us. We all need prayer at times. And we also need to do that for one another. And then lastly, you know, when they heard that the enemy was coming, or as the enemy did try to come and discourage, they put up their defenses. They put up their defenses. You know, the Bible would tell us that in Ephesians 6, that we do also have an enemy. But our enemy is not flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, things of the unseen world, right? And the way that we put up our defenses is to put on the armor of God, which the Bible tells us is the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, the shoes that are ready for the gospel, right? Or the shoes of the gospel. And we put these things on in faith and by prayer. And so when the enemy does try to attack, we get to stand in the strength of his might and walk those things out. So I hope that helps you guys, and I hope you guys are blessed and keep pushing forward in the things that God's called you to. Because again, we ultimately know that we can rest in and trust that he has the victory. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door.